The Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission now presents JADCO and You.
Thanks for tuning in to this month's JADCO and You program. Today we bring you highlights of the 2017 JADCO Symposium, which was held at the Jamaica Conference Center in Kingston on Thursday, January 26, 2017. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. The annual JADCO Symposium is one of the primary means the Commission uses to communicate with athlete support personnel about critical topics in anti-doping. This year's event was held under the theme Understanding the JADCO Rules and the World Anti-Doping Code.
Every year you will have new members of different federations and associations, and even if you have the same members coming back, it's good to refresh them with the information. And there will also be new information. For example, you'll have an updated prohibited list. There may be changes to the rules. There may be even changes to our rules specifically. And also it gives an opportunity for fresh dialogue to see how best we can improve in our services to these federations and associations.
Executive Director of JADCO, Kerry Brown. The target audience includes members of sporting associations and federations, professional groups, principals, or sport administrators from secondary and tertiary institutions, individuals who have the responsibility of guiding athletes on a day-to-day basis. The guest speaker at the symposium was Maurice Wilson, head coach of Sprintech Track Club. Sprintech was one of several sporting clubs which benefited from a series of Rio 2016 anti-doping education workshops, which was conducted with athletes ahead of the Olympic Games.
Coaches and athletes see JADCO sometimes, or WADA, as that big bad body that wants everybody to test positive. I think they saw the human side of JADCO. They actually realized that they were trying to educate them and to protect them.
Head coach at Sprintech Track Club, Maurice Wilson. Participants at this year's symposium were able to learn more about JADCO's functions and responsibilities and the doping control process. They were also able to ask questions and interact with the JADCO team. The event also included an afternoon session, which featured a presentation on understanding the JADCO rules and the World Anti-Doping Code.
We talk a lot about the code, yes, but the rules are important because it is our rules that guides day-to-day operations of anti-doping in Jamaica, so they need to know. For example, what are their responsibilities as a sporting federation or association under our rules? So we went through that with them as well.
Executive Director of JADCO, Kerry Brown. Mr. Brown's presentation was followed by a roundtable discussion focused on how athlete support personnel can assist in sharing information on anti-doping. The participants definitely appreciated the opportunity to attend and left with a wealth of information they promised to share.
I teach physical education to the CXEC level, and it is a requirement, a part of the syllabus. I actually just finished teaching this topic in class, so I have to go back, impart that back to my students and also my players who are coach as well, just to get them familiarized with the whole doping control process and so forth.
Physical education teacher and coach at Holland High School, Ricardo Brooks.
I think the execution of it was brilliant. All of us are leaving with a better knowledge of everything with regard to anti-doping, so we can then educate our members and our players accordingly and properly.
Office and Player Relations Manager at the West Indies Players Association, Gabrielle Nain.
I would encourage people to come because they need to know. The young athletes, they really need to know what they're going to deal with if they go to the national level, if they go to on a serious level competition.
Synchronized swimming coach at the Amateur Swimming Association of Jamaica, Olga Novokshinova. The Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission, committed to the fight against doping in sport. For more on the work of JADCO, contact their office at 529 South Odeon Avenue, Kingston 10, telephone 929-3500, or log on to jadco.gov.jm. Feel free to also visit their Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, or Twitter pages.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.